Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Have you a good time? Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982
Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via internet, those that are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Our show today, guys, is being sponsored by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And you can also follow the show on Twitter. You can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have an account on Facebook, you can search in the search box on your Facebook account. Search for 1982 Astros Alumni. That's the year 1982 and then Astros Alumni. The page should come up there, the show page should come up there, and you can send a friend request, and I will confirm you as a friend of the show. All right? You can also follow me on Facebook and you can search my name in your search box, Franklin Williams. Search Franklin Williams on Facebook, and I should come up there, and you can send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as one of my friends as well. All right, that way you can get, I send my show notes to Twitter and to Facebook on a daily basis whenever I'm having a show, and it'll notify you. I usually do it at least a half hour before the show. It'll notify you that I'm having a show or an episode or whatever you want to call it, and that way you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right, so follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. Follow the show. Thank you guys for listening to the show again. Today, I appreciate it. Now on yesterday, we had a great show. I talked a little bit about the Jerry Sandusky trial. I know you guys have been hearing about that all over the place, all over the news and the internet as well. I talked about it on yesterday. We had a pretty good time talking about it yesterday, and just a little bit of information on from today. I've been following this thing. Now, he adopted some kids. Sandusky did. Sandusky adopted some kids a while back, and now one of the kids, Matt Sandusky, has come forward today and said that his stepfather, Jerry Sandusky, abused him as a kid as well. So this guy has been just grabbing a hold of all the kids that he could that were close to him, that, you know, all that he could. He's grabbed everybody that was, like I said, in seems like in arm's length of him. He'd grab them up. Now, luckily, maybe some of his adult friends, saying that, man, my kid was around him, you know, sometimes. And I'm so glad that my kid didn't get grabbed up by him. It's just amazing. But anyway, that's just a tidbit on the Sandusky case. Now, the jury has his case now, so the jury should come back and find this guy guilty. They also dropped three of the charges, so there's 48 charges left. So, excuse me, guys. I believe this is going to be going. This trial is it ain't going to take long for the jury to make a decision. And this guy's going down. He's going to prison. He's going to be able to hang out with all the kids in prison. And he can grab all the kids he wants in prison and have a great time. He'll probably go in with a smile on his face. But we'll find out. All right, guys, now, today's episode. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. You will want to call in to the show today because today's show is titled The NBA's Closeout Game Tonight. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, is have a game tonight at 9 o'clock, the Miami Heat against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the reason I said closeout game tonight, this is actually game 5 of 7, but I don't think game 6 and 7 are going to be necessary. I think tonight is going to be the closeout game. I think it's going to be a hard fought game. They're gonna fight. Oklahoma City is not gonna go down without a fight. They're gonna fight hard, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully Wade will be on his A game. Hopefully LeBron will be on his A game, and hopefully Bosh and all the supporting cast will be on their A games tonight to close this thing out. I would like to see a 15 to 20 point blowout. That's what I'd like to see. I don't think that's going to happen tonight, but that's what I'd like to see. And I would like to see LeBron get a championship so he can shut down the haters, or some of the haters. I don't think you can ever shut down the haters completely. But I believe he's going to shut down some of the haters if he puts on that ring at the beginning of next season as an NBA champion. Now, on the other side, on the flip side of the coin, we got the Oklahoma City Thunder. And, guys, if you want to call in and weigh in on this, 818-301-5834. But on the flip side of the coin is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, Oklahoma City, they've been playing good basketball. I think they've been playing as good a basketball as anyone can ask for. But they've just been coming up short. At the end of the game, they can't seem to have the closeout defense that you need in the fourth quarter and at the end of the fourth quarter or whatever. You got to have closed shutdown defense at the end of the game. You that's just a must. Now, when you think about it, as far as coaching. Now, if the coach would stress that at the end of the game, it seems like to me, now this is just my opinion, but it seems like to me that a lot of coaches in the NBA, they stress in offense. Get in the game, let's have some good flow and move the ball and this and that, instead of, I want you guys to shut it down on this end. I want you to shut it down on defense. I don't want them getting in the lane, and I don't want them to get these 3-point shots off. I mean, I want you to be tight on your man, and if you have to switch, switch. But when you do switch, I need you to play great defense. If you get beat, I need help from the other side. All this stuff has got to be defense, because defense at the end of games win games. If you're playing hard as you can on defense at the end of the game, I think the offense will come on the other end. Because look at it this way: if you're playing heavy duty defense on this end, and you come up with a steal or come up with a turnover or whatever, rebound, whatever, then you're out on the run, after that. And the turnover, somebody throws the ball to the other man, you on the run with that. You're going to get some easy points. You're going to get some easy points with those turnovers on defense. Now, if not, then you got to come down in the fourth quarter. Now, this is what I'm talking about, in the fourth quarter and closing out the games. Then if you can't get some steals or whatever, Then you got to think about coming down and giving the ball to your star player, to your top player. You got to let your top player be the one that takes you home. Or you got to let him be the one that don't take you home. But you got to get your star player in the game at the end of the game. He cannot be sitting on the bench unless he's fouled out. He cannot be not asking for the ball. He cannot be on the opposite side of the court from the ball. He has to have that ball in his hands. You have to figure out how to get your star player the ball. If not, then it's you're going home. This is do or die for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, they say no one has ever come back from a 3-1 deficit. But look at this. Now, if Oklahoma wins tonight, it'll be 3-2 Miami. But the way the format is in the championship, the format has gone 2 in their city, 3 in the opposite city, and then 2 back in their city. So if Oklahoma wins tonight, it'll be 3-2 going back to Oklahoma City for game 6 and 7. Now, you know how tough it is to win in Oklahoma City. So I believe that if Miami doesn't win tonight, it's going to be tough for them to pull a game out in Oklahoma City out of those two games, because Oklahoma City is going to be pumped. They're going to be stoked. They're going to be upside down in their chairs for that game, a game 6, if it comes back to Oklahoma City. I haven't heard an arena this year as loud as the Oklahoma City's arena this year. I mean, you can't even hear the whistle blow. You can't even hear yourself talk in Oklahoma City. I'd love to, if I had the money, I'd love to go to a game in Oklahoma City and sit in the crowd and just, you know, listen how loud that place gets during the game. Now, if you want to weigh in on the conversation, 818-301-5834. That's the call-in number, 818-301-5834. We're on the topic of the NBA tonight. Tonight is, in my opinion, is going to be the closeout game tonight for the World Championship. I think LeBron is going to get his first World Championship. Bosh is going to get his first World Championship. Wade's going to get his second World Championship, and so on. So, you know, it's going to be, and it's going to be a tough game tonight. Now, if you look on the other side, on the Oklahoma City side, you see all these guys on there that don't have rings. You know, Durant and Westbrook and Harden and Ibaka, all these guys don't have rings. But they got a 5-time world champion in Derrick Fisher. Derrick Fisher, if Oklahoma City turn this thing around and close out in game 7, Derrick Fisher have 6 NBA rings. He'll be tied with Michael Jordan for NBA titles. Derrick Fisher. You believe that? Derrick Fisher will be tied with Michael Jordan for NBA titles if he wins a title at the end of this season. And then Kendrick Perkins, he's got an NBA championship. He won that one with Boston when they won the championship with the Big Three. Now he'll have 2 championships if he wins, if Oklahoma City wins. So, you know, and you know, that the extra money that comes along with that and even more publicity out there, you're probably going to make some appearances then, you know, that's how they treat the world champions. You know, you come out and then, you know, in Miami, though, I mean, down on South Beach, it'll just be mayhem. Now, I'd also love to go to a game in South Beach, and if you notice, like I did on the last game, I mean, they showing, you know, the street shots. They shooting, they showing video from outside the arena in downtown Miami, and all you see is just gobs of people walking up and down the street, and all the bars and clubs and restaurants and stuff all down there on South Beach. You just see people everywhere. And, you know, there's a ton of women, a ton of guys, and you know there's a lot of juicing going on, a lot of drinking going on, a lot of good time happening down on South Beach. Now, that wouldn't be my focus going down there, but, I'd like to go there for a pleasure trip to have a good time. I hadn't been to Miami, in years. I've been to Fort Lauderdale a few times in the last few years, but not on down to Miami. It's maybe an hour to Miami from Fort Lauderdale, but I hadn't been to Miami in a very long time, but I have been to Fort Lauderdale. And it's beautiful in Fort Lauderdale. There's a lot of stuff to do there as well. But I believe Miami kind of takes the cake. So, like I said, I think tonight's going to be the closeout game for the NBA tonight. I think Miami's going to shut it down. It's actually in about roughly 2 hours, a little more than 2 hours. So you got time to get a little food in your system and get you a couple of beers in the freezer, and by game time, they'll be ice cold. I've got my old Chicago Bulls beer mug that I keep in the freezer, and man, that thing's coming out tonight, because I used to bring it out in every series with the Bulls when they were coming through. I've had this thing for 15 years, you know, ever since the Bulls' second title in 1992, or the first title in 92. I'm not sure of that, but we're close right there. But that's when I bought it, or someone bought it for me. I made so much money in those Jordan years that you wouldn't believe. And then, like I said, I'm not a big LeBron James fan. I like LeBron. I think he's a great talent. I like Wade. I think he's a great talent. But none compare to my all-time favorite, Michael Jordan. I don't think they're as flashy. Even though Jordan I don't think he was flashy, but the way his game was flashy, all these creative moves that he did in the air, that's flashy. I like that. But as far as, you know, off the court, he wasn't flashy. He just doing his thing. But I believe that tonight LeBron's going to do his thing. He's going to be flashy. He's going to make some incredible moves. He's going to go to the hole, and I think Dwayne Wade is going to do the same thing. And only all we need, all the Heat need is for the bench and role players to do their thing, do their thing, do their job, and hit some shots. If these guys are hitting shots, it's, you can't stop them, I don't think. Because Wade and LeBron are going to go to the hole. They're going to go right to the rack. And when they go to the rack, you have to collapse on them. You have to collapse on them to try to stop them from getting in there for the easy shot. But when you collapse on them to stop them from going to the rack, then they kick it out to someone that's standing in the corner or standing right there right off the elbow, and
they're gonna take that 3-point shot. And lately they've been hitting the 3-point shot. So I believe that Oklahoma City's in trouble. I think they're gonna come out tight and worried. They say that all the pressure's on Miami, but I believe that the pressure's on Oklahoma City. They have to play defense tonight in order to get force a game six back in Oklahoma City. Excuse me. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have to play defense tonight in order to force a game six to send the series back to Oklahoma City. Now, if you want to weigh in on the conversation, call in 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And I have about 4 minutes left in the show, guys. Like I say, I do appreciate you guys listening in to the show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. But you're listening to the show, and that makes me show up daily. I don't know if it's me that you're listening to, if it's my topics that you're listening to, or if it's just something that you like about the show, that's fine. Or if it's an easy way to get on the show, that's fine. But I'd like to know that. I'd like to know why you listen to the show. I'd like to know some things that you want to hear on the show. Just send me a message and let me know. You can go into Facebook and send me a message on Facebook, or you can go to Twitter and send me a message at Twitter, or what have you. But let me know how you like the show, if you like the show, and tell me what's going on with you as far as the show goes. If you want to hear something special on the show, or if you'd like to even come on the show. I do need a co-host for the show. That is someone that'll take over the show and run the show when I can't, on days when I can't do the show. I need a co-host that can come in and run the show for me. Because there's going to be a time when I'll be at work at this time of the day, and I can't do the show, and I need a co-host to handle the show at this time when I can't. Okay, so if you want to co-host the show, let me know. Send me a message or whatever, and some of you guys have my phone number, my direct phone number. You can call me and we can talk about it or what have you. But I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I hope you had a tremendous day at work today. I hope you have a great night. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. The thing is that in about 4 hours or 5 hours, you'll have a new NBA champion. I believe for sure that it's going to be Miami Heat. Hey, I love you guys, and be safe. Take care of your family. Be good, guys. And I hope you have a great, great day tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And I hope you have a great day tomorrow. And if I don't talk to you tomorrow, have a great weekend. But I'll be here tomorrow. So listen in to the show. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. All lines will be open for whatever subject you want to talk about. I do a recap pretty much of some of the shows I did during the week. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Or if you want to just call in and say hello, I appreciate that as well. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Take care. You kept inside you, even though you